Aloha, folks. You are listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room, episode number 71. This episode is sponsored by Tandawai Rum. Since 1854, Tandawai Distillers has been producing quality rum from the Philippines. Tandawai Asian Rum is made with premium varieties of heirloom sugarcane grown in the Visayas region of the tropical island of the Philippines. It is the same Southeast Asian vintage canes that has been cultivated for centuries in the tropical maritime climate and rich Philippine soil, which makes Tandawai Asian Rum distinctly Filipino. Tandawai Rum also has lots of history in the tropical exotic cocktail era when it first began with Don the Beachcomber and his Filipino barmen in the 1930s. There's evidence that these legendary bartenders created some of the first tropical cocktail recipes using Tandawai Rum. For more information, go to TandawaiUSA.com or stop by Tandawai USA's Facebook page. This podcast is also sponsored by the Royal Hawaiian. Founded in Laguna Beach, California in 1947, the Royal Hawaiian is South Orange County's premier tropical drink and dining destination. Come try their signature cocktail, the Lapu Lapu, a delicious combination of tropical fruit juices with a generous float of dark spirits. Or other island-inspired favorites like ahi tuna poke or the dynamite crab-crested mahi mahi. Enjoy their delicious brunch or drop in for happy hour from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. daily for drink specials and more. To make a reservation, visit royalhawaiianlb.com. On this episode, we sit down for a green room interview with island music artist CRSB. Chris Ramos and Sunny B write and perform their own brand of soul-infused island music. The talents have earned themselves 3 number one songs and 5 top 5 hits on Hawaiian radio. Chris and Sunny graciously sat down with me during their recent tour for an interview talking about how they got started, their songwriting process, and what the future holds for their music and their brand. As always, I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as we did bringing it to you. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to the podcast. It's free and it will make it easier for you to follow our adventures as new episodes are delivered to you automatically. Shares on your social media are always appreciated, and if you'd like to support the show, stop by DesertOasisRoom.com and click on the donate button. Every donation, no matter the size, helps keep this podcast coming to you every week. Okay, I won't keep you waiting any longer. Here they are, CRSB.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sunny B.
And your boy Chris Ramos.
And together we are CRSB. And you're inside the Desert Oasis Room
with our boy Adrian.
Yee!
Cross the seven seas just for you to be with me. And I would take you past the point of endless love.
CRSB.
Yo,
hey, what's happening?
Oh, that's good.
How was that drive?
Oh, man.
Man, it's wonderful.
How's the tour going so far?
Amazing.
Great.
Yeah?
Yes.
Anything out of the ordinary happening?
What?
Is this just like a standard tour, like no
blizzards.
Drama, no car trouble, nothing like that?
We had to put chains on the way up to Oregon. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, we couldn't see the road, and they told us we had to get off, and...
Yeah, so that was different.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's been beautiful.
It's
man.
Been a breeze,
yeah.
babe.
Yeah.
It's been
That's
super
good.
Chill.
That's good. Well, hey, thank you for joining the podcast.
All right.
I appreciate that. And welcome to the show.
Right.
For our listeners out there that don't know, we're recording this live from the observatory down in Orange County.
Yay.
We've got CRSB here is actually touring with the Steppas and Rebel Soldiers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So you know, for the fans that don't know, I thought I'd go into like a little bit about your background. I think it's kind of interesting. You guys got started on YouTube, right?
Yes. Yeah. That is where it all started.
Yeah, man.
And was that like a hobby or were you trying to maybe make a name for yourself, through a professional?
Yeah, I don't know. At the time, we were just kind of dabbling in writing our own music and just seeing other songs. And kind of just YouTube had just kind of came out when we started putting stuff up there. So, when we were testing the waters, you know, we were getting a positive response from all the fans and, you know, or not even fans yet because we were barely even starting, but we were getting attention from the people and, you know, it made it easier to kind of just say, hey,
reach them.
Yeah.
I mean, he wrote this song called The Breakup Song back in high school and it went crazy. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then we started.
I know the song.
Yeah, man.
That was a fluke too because I had wrote that song when I was like maybe like 15 and then YouTube didn't come out until I was like 18.
Yeah.
And then put it out. Yeah. And then the first like 2 weeks that song had like over 80,000 views.
And you guys are doing like all originals on there, right? Cause I don't really see a lot of covers or any if they're,
did a few covers.
We did a few covers. Yeah. It was actually the first time that they had seen us together was on a 10 feet cover.
Yep.
Windward Skies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that was actually the kind of like, where the idea came from.
The introduction.
Yeah. The fans kind of were like, you guys should make more music together. You guys sound good.
Yeah.
And then we ended up doing a show, getting invited to Berklee College, UC Berklee. And went on stage and started singing our songs that we wrote. And They were singing the words
and
to it.
And that was the first time we experienced like people in the crowd.
See, that's got to be crazy. Words.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Oh, it was surreal.
Every time. Every single time, dude. Every single time. There's not one time where it doesn't feel crazy.
Every single time.
Was it always just the two of you? Were you guys in a band or anything before? Were there previous bands?
Oh, well, we're cousins, so. Yeah.
Right, I knew that.
So we've been singing together since we were little kids, you know, from the family telling us to go up and sing in front of the, you know, at all the family parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were always doing it. But then we started going to school together in high school.
Yeah.
And that's kind of also when we first started picking up the ooks.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's when it was like, man, we might as well just do this, dude.
Yeah, we used to walk around and sing to the girls and try and get them to pay.
That was our hall pass. The teachers never tripped off of us being outside of class with the ooks because it was like, well, at least you guys know what you want to do. Yeah. So you're doing something and not getting into trouble.
It was a good time, man.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So it's got to be weird now that you're, you know, you're at all these venues and you've got like, you've got a tour manager and you've probably got like a publicist and all that kind of stuff, right? So that's got to be weird now coming from YouTube, just playing music from your bedroom.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's weird. It's actually pretty exciting. You know what I mean? It's,
it makes it feel more official.
Yeah. It's like anybody could do it. We're like the example, you know, where the... Yeah. Were the ones where it's like, if they could do it, then we could do it. And that's what we want is to be, you know what
and
I mean?
Especially because you can see it coming. You see the growth and see us starting from YouTube then you see us now. And it's like,
absolutely. There's a lot of people that came up on YouTube because YouTube is this platform that I think about all of the artists way back in the day that just came and went that could have been something because YouTube didn't exist. Right. So now you've got this platform where people could actually show the world how talented they are.
For sure.
You know, and then we can find these acts that we would never know about otherwise.
Yeah, man, what a time to be alive, man, for real.
Right.
Because honestly, it's like, you know, I discover artists myself on
all
a daily,
time.
You know, so.
All the time.
It's exciting. I feel like music is back to being exciting.
Right.
You know, where it's like, it was a time where it was like, oh, man, you know, people aren't paying for music. You know, it's like the music is getting out there. But like, it gave people like us a platform. You know, to put out music.
Yeah,
you know, with if
you don't
it
have
was
to wait
back,
on
yeah,
wait
was,
on anything anymore.
Yeah,
put out music and
get to your direct fans.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it was like, hey guys, we've been on YouTube this long. Check out our song we wrote, and it was literally just like that. And we just kept saying, hey, check out our song we wrote.
Yeah,
it was like, if you like it, you like it. If you don't,
thanks
man,
for listening.
And what's cool is it's like a timeline of your life.
It is.
You can go back and you can see like. How you look before, like, because you got your looks change all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. People always say, you guys look way bigger than I've seen on the computer.
Right.
Like, well, that's because you've seen us on a little computer.
6-inch screen.
Well, that's true. I thought the exact same thing. When I saw you guys at the beach, I thought, God damn, son, he's tall.
Yeah.
He didn't look that tall to me on the computer.
Right. Everybody says that. And then we're kind of like almost the same height, too. So it's like, it doesn't look like I'm. You know, really tall because I'm standing next to him. So it's just like, hey, man.
Yeah, well, when we took that picture together, man, I was like the short guy in the middle. So you guys look tall to me. So, you know, talking about the music, you guys have some really catchy riffs.
Right on, man.
Thank you, man. Beginning and ending. I mean, the whole thing. Tell me about your songwriting process. Like, how does that go with those melodies and the lyrics?
Yeah, it's a big vibe. We let the song kind of write itself. We don't write down the lyrics.
Do you both write the music?
Yeah.
Everything is written and produced in-house, man. So we literally just trap ourselves in the studio. And, you know, some days we go in there knowing what we want to do. But most days we go in there with no idea. And, you know, we kind of just let it happen.
Is your music inspired by
life?
You guys have life. Okay.
For sure.
You I'm sure you guys have like musical heroes and influences too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But the lyrics, I know that it's always about girls. So I got questions about that.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You know what? If you make music for girls, by default, the guys are going to like it.
And there's a lot of love music.
And the girls, there's a lot of love music there.
And love music never goes out of style.
But I mean, like, you've got songs like Romances. People are playing that at their weddings, right?
That's crazy.
So did you have anybody in mind specifically, like something like that when you wrote that one?
What's funny about Romance is we actually wrote the first half of the song towards the end of in the college. And then we sat on it for about maybe like 3-4 years, man. Just with the with the first verse and the hook and the chords. And we were sitting in the car one day, and we were, you know, we were vibing and chiefing, and we had the ooks, and we finished it like that. It was just like we picked it up, started playing it, and it got done. And we knew that it was gonna be a big song when you sing it and you can't get it out your own head after you sing it yourself. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing about that song for me. You know, there are songs that I can listen to again and again and again, and it's just as dope the next time as it was the first time. And that's one of them.
Wow, thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much, man.
You know, it's not like something that maybe you guys are sick of it because you probably sang it.
Oh, no, hell no, man.
Those are our babies,
man. Yeah, all our songs, exactly. They're our babies, man. Yeah. Like, and I promise you, it's like every time we sing every single song, it's like the first time. Like, people say, hey, you sing the song 1,000 times, but it's because, like, we could sing it because we wrote it, we produced it. You know what I mean? There's our energy and our personal connection with it. Yeah, it's into that. So we want, when we deliver it to the people, we want them to feel the energy that we put into the song. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a beautiful
thing.
You
have a favorite that you guys wrote or that you guys perform?
Nah, man, I can't. Nah,
that's like saying you love one of your kids more than the other. Right, yeah. Right. I love them all. But the youngest is a little shit. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, okay. I got a question about. Yeah. So if romance was inspired by somebody, you never said if it was it?
Oh, okay.
No, actually, romance wasn't particularly for anybody.
Okay.
I think it was just once we put ourselves into the song.
Yeah.
And when we write our music, we already see everything visually. So we're writing the lyrics and we're painting the picture in our head.
Yeah.
You know, we're already trying
from
to
music videos a music to video. Everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that way when we're writing it and you're hearing it, you can easily picture it, you know. Yeah. So.
That's a great answer, but it blew my next question, because my next question was going to be the breakup song, if that was written about the same person.
That's what's funny is that the breakup song was written for somebody.
Yeah, so that was written for somebody. Okay. Does that person know?
Yeah, no. Yeah. So like,
does that person know and do they hate you now?
Do they know? And do at first they didn't know. The first time we sang it like at a show,
oh man,
she was there and everything, and singing she was all singing the all the words. I think she damn near requested the song.
Oh really?
Yeah. So funny, man.
Because she's telling everybody, you know that song's about me, right?
Oh yeah.
So you guys made her like kind of famous.
For sure.
She's got to have a shirt made or something that song.
That'd be so funny. Now she's like married with hella kids.
Yeah.
Oh really? Oh, that's hilarious.
That is funny.
Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't say her name.
Yeah.
Now, last time I saw you guys, we were on the beach.
Yes.
And we were filming some video for Jordan T.
Yes.
That's the homie.
What a day that was, right?
That was a day.
That was great, man. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Jordan's the brother, man. Like, you know, we got in the studio a couple months ago and we just clicked and we actually banged out 2 songs in 4 hours, you know, a big vibe for us, you know, and for him too, because he came in and he was just ready to work, and we had been talking about it a couple of shows with him already, and his vibe is completely on the same frequency as ours. So
yeah, he's got good energy.
I would agree with that.
Super good energy.
Jordan's the homie.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
I recorded with him here actually
at the
observatory, but it's on the other side behind the other stage.
That's great. Yeah,
and yeah, you know, like him and his family, they're so great, right? So positive. Yeah,
his mom's super cool too.
Right?
Mama T.
Shout out to Mama T.
Hey.
Yeah, we went to dinner after that beach thing.
Oh, nice.
And you know how she is, like she's a real extrovert. Like she controlled the table, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And she got the waitress like loving all of us.
Nice.
So the waitress was like hooking us up with wine and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So like, it's good to know people in high places, right? For the free wine. So tell me about those 2 songs that you wrote with Jordan T. Are you guys putting out those as singles?
We'll be putting out songs with him. Probably as singles. We actually knocked those songs out with him in like 4 hours.
Yeah.
We had him, he had came out for a show in our city.
Yeah.
And our studio was right across the street from the venue that we were at. So it was like perfect that he just came on through. And when he came through, he one take Drake'd everything, man. That guy's a beast in the
world. Were you guys working on that when you were in town for that shoot? Or did you guys just come down for that?
What are you talking about?
That beat shoot.
Oh, no, we were actually out here doing some work ourselves.
Oh, okay.
So he had seen us out here and he reached out and he said, hey, boys, I'm doing a segment. Would love for you guys to come through. And I was like, sure, of course, man. We're going to come support you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially if we're out here.
Yeah, we didn't even know what to expect. We got over there and we were like, look at this.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a good vibe.
We got that video of you guys dancing in the back.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos of us dancing, man. We be having a good time, man. We be having a real good time.
Well, you know, I was sitting behind Jordan when they were doing that taping. Mm-hmm. And then when they cut that particular take, well, I don't know if they cut it, but then we turned around and we saw like you guys were all in silhouette because the sun was behind you.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that looks dope. So I took my camera out and I videotaped it.
Oh, yeah, you're
the
man.
Yeah. And then Sonny was like, I need that. And then it was up on your Instagram right after. So,
hell yeah.
Which I thought was cool. So,
that
yeah. And thanks
awesome,
for
man.
The shout out on that for the video credit.
Right on, right on. It's all love, baby.
Well, hey, you know what? Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to say to your fans?
Man, thank you.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much. Follow us on Instagram. We are CRSB.
Yep.
If you have a picture with us or, you know, want to let us see some, hashtag CRSB, tag us.
Yep. Add us and tag us. And
check out our website. Yep. WeAreCRSB.com.
Cool.
We're going to be dropping some merch within the next couple of weeks. Also, we'll be coming out with our own line of ukuleles.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah. We're going to be putting together a ukulele for all our fans that's affordable. And
sounds good.
Yeah.
And it's actually made of some good wood instead of, you know, like the no plastic thing. And then
you're gonna have to put me on the list for one of those.
Absolutely, man. And we're actually putting that together with Kala Grand Music, which is our endorser for ukuleles. So
I started on a Kala.
Awesome.
That's a great.
You know what? There's no better uke for the price. For the money.
Man.
For the
price.
For the money.
Exactly.
Just starting.
You can't beat it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a great uke. Yeah, cool. Anything else coming out with your music? Like you got
it? Yep. We got a bunch of new music coming out.
Absolutely,
so stick with us, man. We're trying to drop a song and a single and a video with it.
Yeah, every couple months.
Yep. Every other month for the year.
All right.
So we probably will drop a project next year.
Yeah, man. We got like 40 songs right now ready to shoot. But, you know, it's like... with every song, like we say, you know, we
40 songs, really?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
And some other songs that haven't been finished, so probably like pushing like 50, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we make our own music, so like, you know, this is all we do. So it's like, you know, if you put every day into it, you know, you're going to create, and that's what happens. You know, we just keep creating, even if it's not for ourselves. Like, we write for a lot of other artists in our area, too.
Okay.
So, and that's been a great opportunity for us as musicians and artists, because then we get to meet and connect with people that we never thought that we'd link and connect with because of our genre and what we're doing. You know, we're trying to push the envelope when it comes to, you know, island music. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're from the Bay Area. A lot of people think that we're from the islands.
I thought you guys were from the islands too.
Yeah. But then we open our mouths and you're just like, whoa, where you guys from? You know, it's like, oh, we're from the Bay, bro.
Oh, bro, real quick.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't heard of hella yet, though.
What you mean?
I haven't heard like hella this, hella that. I thought that was all Bay Area slang.
Oh, man. I mean, shit.
Not everybody say hella.
Yeah, man. It's not even a thing.
Maybe
man.
That's why I thought you weren't from the Bay Area. Because
you heard the yee at the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean? You heard that.
I know you heard us open up with the yee.
I did. Well, fellas, I just want to say thank you so much again.
Hey, man, thank you, bro.
Appreciate it. Time. I know you guys are tired. You guys were in Vegas last night. Then you just got over here from.
I'm ready to rage. What you mean,
it's
baby?
Turn up time, baby.
All right. We ready.
All right. Sleep when you die.
That's right.
All right. So our listeners out there, check out We Are CRSB Facebook and Instagram.
That's
check out WeAreCRSB.com. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to leave a shout out, stop by our group page on Facebook, Inside the Desert Oasis Room, or follow us on Instagram at Polynesian Pop. Cheers and aloha.
Hey.
Yee.
was that one. So she went and she got that gun. And aimed it straight in my heart. And your body's like an hourglass. And I can't stop the time. So baby, don't be mad. Cause I gave it all I had. And your kiss is like a summer breeze. Puts my pain at ease. So baby, don't hold back. Kiss, I'll kiss you back. Yeah.
Give it, I can't give it.